The television industry began presenting its new season to TV critics this past weekend in Los Angeles. NBC announced that the third spin-off of the long-lived series Law and Order will debut this winter. CBS also plans to expand a successful series by adding yet another CSI program, this one set in New York. As NPR's Kim Masters reports, the proliferation of these shows has some in the industry concerned about overexposure.
When it comes to pleasing the crowds, the networks walk a fine line. They have to decide if a hit is a fad that will pass quickly or whether they can keep it fresh by limiting the audience's exposure to it. The most notorious example of a show that died a sudden death from overexposure is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which failed after ABC decided to air it four nights a week.
And that is your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Ted Harbert is incoming chief of E! Entertainment and a former executive at both ABC and NBC.
They just killed it. And it was out of need and greed.
Millionaire taught everybody a lesson. And I think everybody understands the importance of establishing a brand and then kind of keeping the credibility of that brand with the viewers.
Laura Caracoli-Davis is an advertising executive with Starcom Entertainment. Thanks to the fast demise of Millionaire, she says, companies that buy commercial time on hit shows are now watching to be sure that those shows aren't worn out too quickly. That became a concern this past season for the sponsors of American Idol. The show provided Fox with a much-needed success, and the network responded by programming Idol specials.
The viewers weren't turned off by those, but I think they walked a very fine line this season.
The E! Channel's Ted Harbert says the show's producers are also on their guard.
The people that own American Idol are very, very conscious of the fact of not letting Fox overdo it, and they have resisted occasional reaches by FBC to try to get more episodes.
The networks seem to be on safer ground with big scripted hits like Law & Order. NBC now offers the original show, The Mothership as the network calls it, as well as Law & Order Special Victims Unit and Law & Order Criminal Intent. And this winter it's adding Law & Order Trial by Jury. CBS is trying to do something similar with its mega hit CSI. The show started in Las Vegas, expanded to Miami, and will now take root in New York. Law & Order creator Dick Wolf says he isn't worried about stretching his program's concept too thin.
Before SVU and before Criminal Intent came out, there was a whole school of critics and observers who were saying, two's too many, you don't need two, three is definitely too many. Now they're saying four is too many. If it was the same show, I might agree.
Wolf says there's a difference between his shows and CSI. Law & Order is a brand, while CSI is a franchise. In other words, all the CSI shows are about a good-looking forensics team solving a crime. Each Law & Order has a distinct approach. The original, for example, is half cops and half lawyers. But SVU is mostly cops.
The only thing that connects the shows, literally, is Mike Post's themes, which are Goldberg variations of each other, the Ching Ching and the title cards.
The Ching Ching? You know, the Ching Ching. Incoming E! Entertainment Chief Harbert agrees that NBC can't afford to give another primetime hour on another night to a Wolf-branded show. Audiences may be reluctant to sample a new drama without a brand, he says.
But if they really feel that there's a good chance that it will be something that, like something they like Law & Order, they'll give it a try and Dick can suck them in again.
When it comes to the CSI franchise, Harbert thinks the big concern is that certain elements might lose their novelty.
CSI Miami doesn't do as well as CSI Original, and we'll see how New York does. There might be a limit to how much of that great close-up of bullets going into your veins that people want to see.
Harbert says CSI provides enough variety in settings and cast that it probably can sustain three shows, as long as those shows are well-written. But Harbert says the CSI producers have not yet managed to build a team that's as big and strong as the one that helps Wolf produce his many shows. Indeed, Wolf says that team is the key to his success. With all that help, he says, he's confident he can maintain the quality on all four Law & Order shows and add another.
It's probably, make people's blood run cold. I already know what five is.
In fact, Wolf says, he can imagine having a Law & Order brand program on six nights a week. And he's only skipping Saturday because the network doesn't scare up enough advertising money that night to justify the cost. But when it comes to reality programming, he thinks caution is in order. Wolf wonders whether the newly minted star of another NBC hit, The Apprentice, might not be overdoing it after only one season.
If I was Donald's manager, I'd say, hey, you got to cut back now. You're getting a shade overexposed with the Visa commercials and everything else.
If he doesn't cut back, the Donald might hasten the day when he hears his own signature line.
You're fired.
From an NBC executive. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.